This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. First, Bam Adebayo and the Heat take on Jalen Brunson and the Knicks. Then, Steph Curry and the Warriors square off against Wemby and the Spurs. If you're not a Prime member, just sign up for a free 30-day trial. Heat Knicks, Warriors Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Du bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. Coming up on today's extravaganza, Daniel Tosh and funny, weird jokes. You'll hear them all right after this.
For those of you who always need something extra, well, there you go. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Welcome back to the Bob and Tom Show, coast to coast. Thanks very much for joining us. With us in the studio, comedian Daniel Tosh, veteran stand-up comedian.
Oh, you're just being nice.
Born in Germany.
Well, that's a funny comedy town. Tell about that. Well, we love to march.
How long did you live there?
2 years.
Oh, so you don't remember much about it.
Nine.
Where'd you grow up? What state?
Florida.
All over Florida.
Oh, man. Beautiful down there.
Yeah.
Just the homes, the people. Rich with culture.
You love it.
Yeah.
Daniel Tosh, you've been on Letterman.
A handful of times. Yeah. I was on The Tonight Show on Monday.
Oh, yeah?
With the First Lady, Laura Bush.
Really?
And let me just tell you this, testing material on the Secret Service, not such a good idea. Not funny. All right, loosen up, blue team.
Well, how's your career going?
Oh, unbelievable. Unbelievable. It's like I don't even know what I'm going to do with all this. Money doesn't buy happiness, okay? Mm-hmm. That phrase should end with just kidding. Because money does. It buys a wave runner. And have you ever seen a sad person on a wave runner?
Never.
No.
So now, he answered quickly. Think about it. Now have you? You can try to frown on one of those things. They're awesome. Money buys. You ever seen a homeless person skip?
No.
They
no.
don't. They're not. I once saw a homeless person start to skip and a bottle hit him right in the head. He forgot the rules. He'll remember next time. Yeah, I threw it. I don't care. There's no reason he should be happier than me. Because I'm rich. Spiritually. You ever seen it? I love when girls say that. I'm not religious, but I'm spiritual. I'm not honest, but you're interesting. Let's have cider.
You can't let those go by too quickly. These are profound truths. Yeah. You're throwing them away like jokes.
Oh, come on.
Did you hear what he said?
I heard him.
Uh-huh.
She didn't laugh. Oh, my God. I'm not religious.
She didn't laugh
spiritual.
Because she's spiritual.
She's honest, spiritual.
But you're interesting. No, I'm religious.
And There's spiritual.
Nothing wrong with that.
No, but you see, understand the role he took there.
I understand. I laugh. Said,
do you know how rich I want to get?
How
like,
rich do
like
you
a lot
get?
Of people want homes and cars. I just want to get rich enough in life that I can afford to release a dozen doves every time I walk into a room. People be like, did you see that guy come out of the bathroom? That was beautiful. I bet that's John Woo's kid. And we wonder why other countries hate us. Like, we have a game show in our country called Survivor. Uh-huh. And we have a game show in our country where you can win $1 million for surviving 30 days in a place where people already live. And that speaks volumes. Excuse me, can I have some bread? I've been here for 60 years. No, this is a game. We're from America. We don't have our cell phones. This is hard.
So that answers the question.
Daniel Tosh is our guest. We're going to let Daniel take a breather while Christy grabs a couple news headlines. I'm still cherishing those jokes.
Oh, yes.
God, those are so funny.
Release a dozen doves every time he makes it.
Who was the guy? I know this is totally off the subject, but you talk about people who are completely full of themselves and pretentious. Remember the guy?
Donald Trump?
Well, no, the guy that used to run the Olympics. What was his name? Samaranch?
Oh, yeah.
Juan Antonio Samaranch. He insisted
Your Majesty.
It was in his contract that if he was in town, you had to call him Your Majesty.
Changing their rider?
Your Majesty!
And if, at every event, he had to arrive last.
Yes,
and no one could leave until he left.
Yes. Right. That's right.
Your pretentiousness, your graftness.
That's awesome.
And he's president of the Olympic Committee.
Didn't he finally go off into Spanish retirement?
Not until everyone else retired first.
Well, didn't he take a lot of free stuff? And there was a little bit of a...
Wow.
Speaking of the Olympics, we got trouble.
We do.
Hundreds of firefighters battled gale-whipped blazes yesterday that killed at least one, burned more than a dozen homes, and threatened at least two northern suburbs, including one that's home to the Olympic Village in Athens.
Uh-oh.
Officials... say the cause of the fire not immediately known, but other summer wildfires in Greece have been blamed. It's the summer wildfire season, Bob.
It's a Greece fire.
Mm-hmm.
Daniel, well, did you see? Now you can learn from this. You're a young kid.
I'm not that young. I just dress like I'm 12.
It's a Greece fire. Did you hear? I talked about Athens, which is in
Greece.
Right, Greece fire. See, that's what he did with that. The fire was the second in as many days. The Greek Civil Defense Agency. I wonder if they wear those hats. The little CD on parts of Athens in central Greece were in blazes. Such alerts are normal for July. Temperatures soar and hot southerly winds often blow over the Sahara Desert in North Africa. It was 97 degrees with 38 mile per hour winds.
Dun,
dun, dun, dun, dun,
dun.
Let's have them in Greece.
When did the game start?
August 13th, I think, something like that. August 13th through the 29th.
Christy, you're really into the spas where they give you all the treatments and the stuff.
Most women are.
Put the cucumbers on your face and stuff.
Yeah.
this didn't work out real well. This is a traditional Turkish shave gone horribly wrong.
Wait a minute. I've never heard of the Turkish shave.
Heard of the Brazilian wax, but never the Turkish
What's
shave.
The Turkish
where a guy
shave?
Shaves you from behind? What is that?
No, that'd be the Greek shave.
Okay,
thank you.
That's completely different.
A burning stick is used to singe the ear and nose hair.
What?
Yeah.
Yes. A burning stick is used
to... What spa
are you going
to? This
sounds like it's for a guy, not for a woman.
Those nutty Turks.
Mallet is turkey, after all.
Those wacky Turks.
They are nuts.
Unfortunately... the hairs ignited an oil-based face mask that this guy was wearing at the time. Then the plastic bib he had on was melting, and the guy tried to put his face out with his hands. It's kind of an ugly story.
Why are you reading this?
Have you ever tried to get a happy ending at the chiropractor? Like, just hand him a 20, finish this.
Finish this. Come on.
Never have.
Now, so now, finish it now.
So he had,
you all right now?
He's in the hospital.
Oh. So,
according to this account, news account, he has second-degree burns. But, again, he was wearing an oil-based face mask and using allegedly using a burning stick to...
Well, he wasn't, but the technician must have been.
Yeah, and it set his face on fire.
Yes.
So. That's probably a pretty close shave, I'm guessing.
I'm guessing.
I know a girl that I see naked sometimes in L.A., that got a laser surgery on her armpits.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's the best. So there's no hair ever, no follicles, anything. Just permanently gone. It's the best.
Really?
I have no joke on this one.
I'm going to say you can tell that through a window.
God! Oh, sorry.
Anger. Boiling.
What else have you got, Christy?
A Virginia man is going to prison for playing an internet dirty trick on his ex. Prosecutors charged that Anthony Lee Napier posed as his ex-wife in internet chat rooms looking for sex partners. Napier, impersonating his former wife, gave out her address and phone number and said she would play dumb when the men called.
Oh, really? Good idea.
Wow, he really is angry.
No, I'm going to act like I don't. I'm going to act like I don't know who you are or what you're talking about.
He pleaded guilty to two felony counts and three misdemeanor charges. He was sentenced to 2 years in prison and another 10 on supervised probation.
You know, when practical jokes cause jail time,
felony.
What?
Now, our guest in the studio is comedian Daniel Tosh, a man who is somewhat associated with the practical joke, with the television program Punk'd.
I've done quite a few this year of the I'm not a fan of the show. I don't like Ashton, and the show's fake. But,
other than that,
I think it's a good show. I mean, like, a lot of them are set up, and a lot of them people know they're being punked, and they just cut that part out of the show. So they're not hiring me to promote the show, obviously. But I don't like it. It's mean-spirited. I like simple, practical jokes, little ones. Like you're driving your car at night and your friend's in the car with you, and they fall asleep. Have you ever done that one? Where you just slam on the brakes and hit the horn and just scream like, ah! And then as soon as they realize it's a joke, you just stab them in the heart. The look on their face right before they die. Does that ever get old? Seriously. All right. Now, I'm sure there's people in their cars right now going, that's horrible. Yes. I'm joking. I don't think I could ever stab somebody. I'm really bad with the Capri Sun.
Those are tricky.
They are tricky.
I can't get the. I always bend the straw.
Yeah. And then the stuff shoots out.
The other side.
Oh, you're an angry one, aren't
you? Too much.
No juicy. Mom, I need a shovel.
Who invented that anyway?
I don't know.
The juice pouches or whatever they are.
Yeah, that started out really bad. Yeah, wow. Like, why were you going to throw in the juice on that?
Juice. The thing you have to take the little metallic bag and you got to
stick the straw in. And then as soon as you grab hold of it, the juice all squirts out and it's all over everything.
Yeah, I don't know. But,
don't squeeze it, honey.
My jokes are not meant to be dissected.
Oh, no, we like to do that. I hadn't heard.
They don't hold up. Trust me.
Yes, they do not hold up.
The sky lit up and callers called police. The FAA reports what people saw Wednesday night from Texas to western Tennessee. Meteorites, probably several of them. The light splashed across the sky shortly after 9 p.m. in portions of Texas, Arkansas, Oklahoma, Louisiana, and Tennessee. So, but I'm sure it gave that wacky radio show something to talk about. The one.
Hey, good morning.
No, the one overnight.
Art Bell.
Art Bell, thank you.
That was the god of Thor.
Mm-hmm. Here's something you might be interested in, Tom. A video of a photo shoot featuring a topless Cameron Diaz is being sold over the internet for $39.95. The kinky S&M video shows the actress posing topless and walking a leather-masked man like a dog.
For $40?
According to Page Six of the New York Post, the footage was shot back in 1992 when Diaz was 19 years old. The video captures the photographer taking still photos of her, a model named Natasha, and a man in bondage gear.
That was back when she had worse acne.
And she does have bad acne. You're right.
Hey.
Oh, I'm sorry.
She was never hotter than she was in the mask, and she's just gone downhill from there.
I think she's great.
No.
At least she's pleasant.
That's true. She has that going.
Wow. Poor gal. Oh, this just in. The Olympic torch is still not out.
Okay.
Yeah. But you pay $40 and all you get to see is her leading the guy around?
She's topless.
They've overestimated their... That's way too high price. $19.95 I might consider.
You might consider. Nice.
$40?
Mm. How about two payments of $19?
Don't
now
you love
what
that?
Would you pay?
Now we're talking.
Don't you love that?
I do. For three simple payments of $49.99.
How many knives do I need?
Beautiful replica Model T.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Californian Robert Barrows has filed for a patent for his invention of a tombstone that displays a video message with sound from the deceased.
Ooh. Oh, yeah. New hey, how you doing? New Good morning. Magazine.
By the way, you have to buy these before they die.
I wouldn't mind getting a live feed like currently like, in there. You can watch me decay.
Yeah. Oh.
That the hollow
casket
tombstone.
Cam.
That will happen.
I guarantee it
Reports
will.
That the hollow tombstone would include a flat touch screen and contain a computer with a microchip memory or hard drive.
High def.
Power for the talking tombstone would come from electricity from the cemetery's lighting system. An American company already has a similar patent that displays photos of the deceased and tributes from friends, but Burroughs's is the first to actually have a message from the grave's occupant.
Once again, America leading the way with cutting-edge technology.
Now, what'll happen? You'll be able to have a touch screen before you know it, and you'll be able to see activities that they were going through in, you know,
that's a
full motion pictures.
That's a little creepy, don't you think?
Yes.
Yeah, it is.
You think it's a little creepy, do you? Just a little.
I mean, is it going to be like one of those things where you're walking by the in the graveyard walk also?
It'll be motion detector,
one of the gravestones
sure.
goes, hey, hey, hey. Don't go.
Get
hey,
me out of
hey,
here.
Hey, over, come over here. Want to hear about me?
Uh-huh.
Probably going to see one of your relatives, huh? Why don't you, what about, I've got a high def screen here. Want to hear about my life? Want to see all the stuff that I used to have?
Yeah.
High definition, do you have it?
Oh, Chick's got all that.
Chick's all
Bob and I
that.
Have it. Yeah.
All I do with high definition TV now is flip back to the old CBS. Like, look, high definition, I can see the word Titleist on the golf ball. I just go back and forth.
You can.
It
you
used
do.
To look like this. Now I can see the gallery.
Yes.
That's a lot of the time.
You do that?
You do that all the time. It's like, ooh, there's the high def picture. Oh, there's the normal picture.
Daniel's making fun of people like
I
you.
Know, but that's what I...
Well, I do it as well. You get addicted to it.
Yeah.
To see what other people... Let's go see what the poor people watch.
We're slumming.
Oh, look, the King of Queens and normal broadcast. Oh, that's not
You
good.
Must be doing quite well, Daniel.
Oh, yeah, he's a rich man.
That's right.
Seriously. I brought in my statements.
Uh-huh.
We're going to take a look at those later.
I have some serious news, but I don't know how to...
How serious is it?
Well, it's bad. I'll do it later.
Okay. All right.
It's not about... Is it about the
about
vice presidential candidate? I can't get any. Can't
no,
get
that,
enough
no,
of that.
No, I have some of that, but that's not serious.
I can get serious really quick. Like, the pictures that came from Abu Ghraib are considered torture.
Yeah.
Yet Ann Geddes can shove a naked baby in a watermelon and call it July. Now, who's doing Ann Getty jokes? Nobody.
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 That's serious.
Not comedy. Even on high def.
No.
You're not going to get that joke.
It was an airplane mechanic, not a reporter, who got the scoop on John Kerry's choice of John Edwards to be his running mate.
Oh.
Brian Smith of U.S. Airways was riding through a hangar in Pittsburgh Monday night, where Kerry's 757 was waiting for a trip to Indianapolis the next day. Smith was told that the hangar was off limits, but he says some of the windows were left open. When he looked inside, he saw
Kerry Edwards signs.
Decals being attached to the plane's fuselage.
Oh, cool.
Then quickly covered with brown paper and masking tape.
What a
history
scoop.
This will go into the history books.
Oh, wow. When he got home, he posted it on the little known aviation website.
At the meeting where they said, don't refer to the ticket as John.
No. Especially on all the planes.
One day after proclaiming Richard Gephardt the Democratic candidate for vice president in an exclusive story, the New York Post was able to laugh at its guffaw. Wednesday's edition of the tabloid featured the same headline as Tuesday's. This time, however, the Post ran a picture of Senator John Edwards, John Kerry's real pick. To mock itself, the Post ran the word really in parentheses, following the headline and wrote not exclusive in the story as well.
Well, that makes up for it.
Yeah. That does make up for it. Yeah.
Like anyone ever thought they were right about anything?
Yeah. I don't look to the New York Post for credibility ever.
Oh, but they have a...
They're the original Inquirer.
Yeah, right? Alligators and sewers. You know. You see that all the time, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Did they have a picture of Thomas Dewey on the cover? And...
The indicted former chairman of Enron will surrender this morning in Houston, where a federal court hearing is scheduled. No word yet on charges that he faces, but
surrender.
Kenley insists surrender. He's innocent.
Well, his last name will also be his nickname in prison.
I'm talking to you, Lay boy.
Yeah, Mr. Lay, you're going to become Mrs. Lay.
Uh-huh. Lay would become the 30th and highest profile individual charged in the collapse of Enron. Lay's attorneys have said they have no worries as long as the government witnesses tell the truth. They think their client will be
no worries
found innocent. Good luck with that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He was completely oblivious to everything. Mm-hmm.
House of Representatives voted yesterday.
We sure are making a lot of money. How do you boys do it? Well, off to the golf course and make some political donations.
Yeah. Let's mess with the electricity in California. Hey, the House of Representatives voted yesterday to let the federal government continue to prosecute people who use medical marijuana in states where local laws allows its use.
What?
What?
In other words, if you're in California and you're using medical marijuana, which
apparently... The federal government can
The federal government
you.
May arrest you.
I live
you.
In California.
Uh-huh.
Do you tell you, I'm all for legalizing marijuana. Just so potheads have nothing to talk about ever again.
Legalize it!
Now what do? I guess we stop being creative and get a job.
So, a doctor in California can tell you to use marijuana for your health, and the federal government
can arrest you.
The DEA can pound on your door.
Who's opposed to
this? No, you've got the people who need this are people that have very serious cancer and other things.
They don't care.
Why not live and let live?
They don't.
Who are the guys going, this is terrible?
You know, it's an election.
Who cares about it?
I'll tell you who they are. They say medical marijuana laws encourage the abuse of pot and other drugs. Some claim it's just the first step in a plot to legalize drugs nationwide.
Senator, if you're soft on this marijuana, they ain't going to reelect you.
My federal tax dollars are going for this.
Yes, and the Bush administration has supported the strong enforcement of anti-marijuana laws, as you can imagine.
Anything to take our minds off where we've
My grandma used medical marijuana, and I'll be honest, it was a gateway. She's now addicted to smack.
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
What's up, guys? David Pollack here, former Georgia Bulldog, former analyst with College Game Day, and host of my new show, See Ball, Get Ball. I'm a defensive lineman. That's why that's the name. You see the ball, you go get it. We're going to dive deep into college football. We're going to break down film. We'll have bold takes, real conversations with the biggest names in the sport every single week. If you eat, sleep, and breathe college football like I do, man, I promise you, See Ball, Get Ball is for you. So do me a favor. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.